Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We are working to get Dr. Liana Fix on the horn from the Council on Foreign Relations. Before we do that, and perhaps as a poor substitute, given that I am no foreign policy expert, I wanted to just remind us all of the timeline of what has happened in these past few weeks. The week of February 10th, Pete Hegseth said publicly that Ukraine will never join NATO and that Ukraine has no reasonable path to regain any of its territory that Russia seized when it invaded Ukraine, violating the sovereign boundaries of that country. Trump that week had his first phone call after being sworn in with Vladimir Putin. And there were the first rumblings of meetings in Saudi Arabia related to the Russia-Ukraine war. The week of February 17th, this is when Secretary of State Marco Rubio started to talk about these incredible opportunities for partnership with Russia, both economically and geopolitically. Those were the words that he used. That was the same week that J.D. Vance got in front of our NATO allies at a security conference in Munich and basically told them, you're not doing democracy right. That speech, which is rich. In response to J.D. Vance chastising America's longstanding allies in Western Europe, various leaders of Western European countries, including France, Germany, and Poland, got together to have a meeting about what to do about Donald Trump and his apparent abandonment of allies in Western Europe. The way that I explained it on X was this. When all of the members of the Western Alliance get together to talk about the rise of Nazism and the Nazi problem that's happening, and you're not invited to said meeting, you might want to take a pretty serious look at yourself. This is also the week when Trump announced his demand, his extortion of Ukraine, that unless you give the United States mineral rights, oh yes, for these precious earth minerals. I don't even know what they all are. Guess what company uses a whole bunch of those? If you're all screaming Tesla at your radio, you get an A for today. So that was all week of February 17th, week of February 24th. The U.S. votes with Iran and Russia at the United Nations. Never a good company, I'd just like to suggest. That was February 24th. Trump reiterates the idea that Ukraine is not going to get any more U.S. support unless they sign over these mineral rights. And then the week of February 24th, at the end of the week on Friday, this was the sandbag, the gotcha moment with J.D. Vance and Donald Trump berating our ally Ukraine in the Oval Office for a while. A day that will live in infamy. Then last week, Donald Trump stopped all aid to Ukraine, both financial and military. On Tuesday, Zelensky then sent a letter to Trump asking for talks to resume, for there to be open communication between Ukraine and the United States. Tuesday night, Donald Trump gave his quasi-State of the Union speech and said, like, yep, we're going to resume those talks. But on Wednesday, Donald Trump cut off the sharing of U.S. intelligence about Russian aggression with Ukraine. And on Thursday, Donald Trump announced his intention to revoke the asylum status of 240,000 Ukrainians here in the United States. Following that, Russia launched one of its largest missile and drone attacks of Ukraine. You know, when you don't have intelligence that that might be happening, probably a good time to send over your missiles and drones. So Russia did that. Then Donald Trump came out last Friday on Truth Social and seemed to like issue a stern warning to Russia. And that brings us to this week. If your head is hurting from all the back and forth and the whipsawing, you're not alone. It's confusing. This week, here were the most important stuff basically happened in the last 2 days. Putin visited Russian troops on the front lines and said that they needed to deliver Russia a quick and decisive victory over Ukraine. Doesn't sound to me like a guy that's interested in a ceasefire or some lasting permanent peace solution. Then later yesterday, Putin met with the U.S. envoy to Russia, Steve Witkoff. Donald Trump then made some indicators that, Putin's open to potentially some kind of ceasefire deal, although the back channels again had indicated Putin was not interested in a 30 or 60 day ceasefire and instead didn't want to do that. He just wanted to get to, like, what is the final solution, the final peace deal? Well, that would kind of make sense. Since, you know, aid's been cut off and they're not getting intelligence and the rest of Western Europe is working really hard to figure out how to support Ukraine. Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to stop lobbing bombs at them either if I had no respect for international peace or order. Donald Trump called it very good and productive discussions. And then today, Putin has said that if Ukrainian troops do not surrender completely in the Kursk region, which is in Russia, like Russia invaded Ukraine, they're battling, there's some Russian troops in Ukrainian territory, there are some Ukrainian troops in Russian territory, that if those troops in Kursk don't completely surrender, they're going to basically wipe them out. From Russia's foreign secretary, Medvedev, he said this, if Ukrainians don't surrender in Kursk, they will be mercilessly destroyed. Does that sound like a guy that wants to enter into a ceasefire or a peace deal? No. And why is it Putin, Donald Trump, J.D. Vance, and all of their defenders? Why is it that it's completely fine for Russia to say, we're going to destroy you because you've invaded our sovereign boundaries, but that's not a reasonable position for Ukraine to take? I'm curious. That is where we seem to be. That is our state of play. It is disturbing, to say the least. And I'm not really sure what the pathway forward is going to be. So that is where we stand. If we can get Dr. Fix, we will bring her in as soon as she's available. Otherwise, don't worry, everybody. We'll get a reschedule. We'll bring on her expertise so you can get her take on where things stand as well. Now, while we have been on the air together, I got an excellent question from one of our regular listeners, Kurt from Madison. Kurt is asking me, he was listening to the network today and a caller called in and said, the continuing resolution has a provision where Congress is basically handing over more power to President Trump. I briefly mentioned this yesterday on the show. I didn't discuss it well or very clearly, so I apologize for that. Let me see if I can clarify what exactly is being talked about. It's a highly technical provision. I will read it to you because it's really short. And then you go, well, what? and then we'll explain it. This is section 4. It says this: each day for the remainder of the first session of the 119th Congress, so that's this congressional term, shall not constitute a calendar day. All right, everybody, let's pause. Check it. Each day shall not constitute a calendar day. If I take out all the garbage in the middle, each day is not a calendar day. That's what it says. For the purposes of Section 202 of the National Emergencies Act, with respect to a joint resolution terminating a national emergency declared by the president on February 1st, 2025. Okay, so taking out all the extraneous stuff, what does it say? It says this: a day is not a day for the purposes of the National Emergencies Act, which means that Congress no longer has the power to terminate a national emergency declared by the president. Why is that a big deal? Well, because under the National Emergencies Act, once a president declares a national emergency, there is a ticking clock where Congress has an option to, yes, there is a continuing emergency and that emergency declaration can stand, or no, there's not, and the emergency goes away. Why is this really important? Well, because this. Donald Trump could not levy the tariffs that he is levying against Mexico and Canada and China and the rest of the tariffs that he's talking about without the declaration of the national emergency. So now let me put it all together with a fancy little bow for all of you. Section 4 of the continuing resolution says this: Congress cannot any longer, for the remainder of this congressional session, do a damn thing about Donald Trump's tariffs. That's what it does. It doesn't say that that's what it does, but that's what it does. Now, Kurt's point on the text line was that if this is Congress handing over even more power to the president, which I would say is exactly what Section 4 does, then this should be the hill that Democrats die on to oppose the CR. If there's one thing that they say, you got to pull this out, maybe it should be this thing. Because as I noted, as we were going into the last break, the S&P is down 10.1% since the election. How's that going for us? Egg prices aren't down, they're up. Gas prices, same thing. Donald Trump now saying, oh, well, there could be a recession. This is craziness. On CBS Evening News last night, Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, by the way, he's a billionaire, so he'd benefit from the Trump billionaire tax cuts. He was asked on CBS Evening News, like the big evening news that everybody watches, whether Trump's economic policies were worth it, even if they cause a recession. Is a recession worth it to impose basically sales taxes on the middle class? And if that drives us into a recession, and by the way, why do sales taxes on the middle class drive us into a recession? Because 75% of U.S. GDP is driven by middle class spending, which we'll do less of if sales taxes go up. His response was this: these policies are the most important thing America has ever had. Really, Howard? It is worth it. So remember that as your grocery prices go up. Howard Lutnick and Donald Trump say, screw you, tax cuts for billionaires, more sales taxes for you. And if we end up in a recession, it's all been worth it. You want to join this conversation, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. My thanks to my friend Kurt from Madison for a great question to clarify some of these technical things in the CR. We'll be right back here on The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked.